Welcome to the Father's Day edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, the 4th of September 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick, VK7RI. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. RAOTC, broadcast for August. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 5th of September 2022 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. There is an update of an earlier article about how retirement home residents can remain on the air. The next item deals with World War II vintage aircraft transceivers, compatibility problems between British and American aircraft communications due to the slow transition from HF to VHF. The article focuses on the ingenious electromagnetical tuning methods used. 2022 is a centenary for many radio broadcasts, including the ABC in Australia. Attention is given to this broadcast to the history of the BBC, its beginnings in the Marconi House, London in 1922, then its later transition to television at Alexandra Palace and wartime shutdown. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA network in the north, VK7RAD in the Hobart area, or about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX's Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.50 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR, 439.775 MHz on the Dazzler range. The date again is September the 5th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you're able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen in to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that 73 is from Peter, VK7PD. Contest news. Alara contest. It was great to hear so many VK7s in the Alara contest. Logs are now due. Please ensure the Scout and Girl Guide participants include their patrol name in the log. Paper logs or electronic logs are both welcome. Logs must show full name, call sign and the address of the operator and show final score. Electronic logs must be in the format which can be printed by Microsoft Word or Microsoft Excel. Logs must be legible. No logs will be returned. Decision of the contest manager will be final and no correspondence will be entered into. Logs must be received by the contest manager by the 30th of September 2022. Send physical logs to Contest Manager, Mrs. Marija Simmons, PO Box 169, Mount Barker, South Australia, 5251. Email electronic logs to alaracontest@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Linda, VK7QP. Event news. Contest news. VK7 Remembrance Day contest logs. Thanks to Steve of VK7OO, who let us know there were 45 logs uploaded from VK7, which is down 12 from last year. VK6 did really well with 52 logs uploaded compared to 38 last year. The other states were all down apart from VK8, that saw one log uploaded compared to none last year. ZLL improved their logs by 2 from 2021 with 7 logs uploaded. Given the contest is based on participation, VK7LEE did a quick comparison of the number of active licences in each state and the log number, which reveals that VK7 has about 7.4% and the next highest is VK6 with 3.8%, So, things are looking good for VK7 retaining the trophy. And that's 73 from Justin of VK7TW. Conference news. Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. The raffle prize pool is looking very impressive with an ICOM IC705 and backpack, Rig Expert AA650 Zoom Antenna Analyzer, Nano VNA, 250-watt power SWR meter kit, complete with 122GHz transceiver and much more. Please note, you have to attend the conference and or the expo to be in the raffle. Your entry ticket gets you one raffle ticket and you can buy more on the day at the event. On Saturday the 5th of November, we have a full day of presentations, a veritable degustation menu of amateur radio activities that includes youth engagement, remote stations, electrical and RF safety, low power portable EME, QRP SOTA, POTA, worldwide flora and fauna, interference mitigation, digital amateur television, microwave experimentation, history and much more. On Saturday the 6th of November, there are a huge number of vendors coming down in person. Vendors include ICOM and All About DX and many more. We have a number of pre-loved tables already booked and information tables including ALARA, WIA, VEA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna, SOTA, RAW and many more. Why not give that shack a good spring clean and sell some of those pre-loved equipment so you can save for that new transceiver you've always been wanting. Additionally, if anyone would like to set up a stand showing off their favourite interest in the hobby, please let us know. Please email us at tassiehamexpo@gmail.com. This conference and expo is all happening at the University of Tasmania, Sandy Bay campus in its spacious and contemporary Sir Stanley Burbury Lecture Theatre complex. There is plenty of free car parking available directly outside the venue for those coming in vehicles. Registrations for the conference and expo is now open. Just head to the REST website. We look forward to seeing you all in Hobart. And that's 73 from the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo Organising Committee. Statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV Nets. Thursday night saw the following participants sharing 50 photos. VK7's DG, ZAB, ZBX, ZSB, 7ZMS, TW, ZCF, PD and ZIR. Another great night covering science fiction, automotive, Monty Python, sailing, travel and personal themes were enjoyed. A reminder, in southern Tasmania, VK7RAF 146.650 MHz with a negative 600 offset can be used both locally and linked to VK7RJG by using different CTCSS tones. 123Hz for local southern operation and 141.3Hz for linking to RAF. Linking RAF to VK7RJG, which is 438.55 MHz with a minus 7 MHz. No tones required for on VK7RJG to connect with VK7RAF from the north and northwest. We will continue these nights, so why not join in and share some pictures? It's a great way to test your digital interfacing. And we get underway from around 7:30 PM. And that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZAB. And our news from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club next meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 PM on the 17th of September at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. An afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 PM for members to socialise. Small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have single package tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome and to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend this meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, News Officer for the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. News from the North, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summer's on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 AM to 12 noon, in the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 73 some Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. SOTA activations. Many amateurs worldwide have taken part in summits of the air or SOTA exercises, both as activators and chasers, but not everyone owns his own summit. Ross VK7LH, aka VK7ALH, owns a hill called Grassy Hut Tier. In fact, it's on the same plot of land at his home QTH, but a higher altitude. Grassy Hut Tier VK7NC022 has been activated twice previously by VK7DW and VK2HRX, but not only by the owner, and that was until Wednesday, August the 31st, when the opportunity presented itself. Alan, VK7 Alpha Nancy, and Rodney, VK7 HAM, were setting out to activate Johnson's Hill, which is VK7 NE041, in the northeast of VK7. This summit presented a chance for both parties to maintain summit-to-summit or S2S contacts. At the end of the day, all three participants had racked up well over 20 contacts on 40 metres into VKs 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, as well as VK7. As well as the treasured S2S contacts. The picture on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page shows Ross's station on the tier. He assures us he carried everything, including the battery, himself. The cable can be seen rising towards the dipole antenna in the trees. Notice the operating desk. Well done, all concerned. And that's 73 St Peter, VK7PD. You are listening to VK7WI. And this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. If you have looked on your calendar and read the day, that today is Father's Day, your calendar has not been formatted with the appropriate political correctness filter. Or as it would have been corrected by one of the American lawyer, Ben Shapiro. Happy second legal guardian of unspecified gender day. However, I think we might just stick with saying INTARC would like to commence this week by wishing all our dads and granddads a happy Father's Day. Also for this week, congratulations to go to INTARC member Peter VK7KPC for being one of the only two VK amateurs to obtain a place in the ZL Winter Sprints Contest, the other being VK3AUQ. Peter achieved a third place in the CW or only QRP section and should be more than happy with his achievement, considering he was heard saying that when he submitted his initial log, that it looked more like a twig than a log. Hi, hi. The twig must have certainly sprouted the remaining logs to obtain place. For those of you interested, the aim of the contest is for amateur radio stations to contact as many other amateur radio stations as possible within the 1 hour time limit to improve operator skills and to have fun. This year was conducted on each Tuesday for the duration of August at 0800 UTC, that equated to 5 Tuesdays, conducted on the 80 metre band and split into two half-hour sessions. The first CW followed immediately by SSB. One rule that caught my eye was that both parties have to exchange outside temperatures to the nearest degree, or failing all that, your best estimate, nothing like being accurate. Your star CW pupil is again Nick. In last week's Tech Night section of the broadcast, I mentioned that the latest Ham Radio DX YouTube offering from Hayden VK7HH entitled "Everything I Knew About Coax Cable Was Wrong." Well, the next day in my inbox was a weekly newsletter from Jason KM4ACK from Tennessee in the United States, and you guessed it, one of the features items was "Everything I Knew About Coax Cable Was Wrong." It still is incredible how information can reach out across the globe so quickly. Keep those YouTubes coming, Hayden. INTARC shipments of the just-released Your Entry into Amateur Radio manuals are available for collection from the club rooms on Wednesday, technical nights, or any Friday coffee mornings. The cost is $35. For information or inquiries, please use the Contact Us option on the INTARC's website. The club's newest antenna is still being tested via WSPR. Some propagation maps are available at the end of the INTARC extract from these VK7 broadcasts under blogs on the club website. Current data is available on the WSPRnet.org website under callsign VK7TAZ. As mentioned in last week's broadcast, we gave a special thank you to Phil, VK7ZPD, for his weekly setting up of the Discord texting channels every Wednesday night for the test and technique, and Thursday night for the club's part of the statewide SSTV link-up. This week, he also stood in as net host for Nick VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, who was unavailable. Thanks to Phil, the testnet and technet sessions went ahead as planned. I must say, Phil made an excellent stand-in for Nick. Thank you, Phil. The general theme for the evening ended up encompassing two extremes, one about grounding systems for your Radio Shack using copper straps and rods, and the other extreme of non-grounding objects called NOAA weather satellites and the ability to receive and decode weather maps from the transmitted data streams. Jota and Jyoti for 2022 is the next big item to bring to your attention. This is celebrating 65 years of connecting scouts and guides by radio. The venue is the NTARC Clubrooms, which is Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. The sessions will be on Saturday the 15th of October from noon to 6pm and Sunday the 16th of October from 10am to 3pm. Groups are planned to arrive in 2-hour blocks, split up and rotate through 4 activities. At the clubrooms, we will need volunteers to assist with the operation of each of the transceivers set up for voice chat by the participants, assembly of Morse code trainer kits, no siren required, only screwdriver, sending and receiving each other's names by Morse code on the practice keys, no, not live to air. External to the clubrooms, we need local contacts to chat with the kids in case we can't link up into other scout venues. If you're able to assist for any length of time over the 2 days, please let Peter, VK7KPC, or the club secretary know of your availability by emailing secretary@ntarc.net. Upcoming events. Club Technical Night, Wednesday the 7th of September, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 7:30pm until late. Club Social Night, Wednesday evening the 14th of September, to be held in the family-friendly Mowbray Hotel. Those who wish to attend, please register the number of places required to the secretary or the registration sheet at the club rooms. Registration is imperative as there will not be any availability to cater for late walk-ins on the night. It will be 6pm for a 6:30 meal. SSTV Net, held every Thursday night on the 70cm repeater VK7RJG and linked to the Southfire repeater VK7RAF. Conducted from 7:30pm to about 9:30pm. At the moment, these SSTV images will be available on the NTARC website under blogs. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10am to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting for collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. The club is following the COVID-19 recommendation to continue wearing face masks when gathering. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you'd like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, and that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary NTARC Incorporated. Now news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. September presentation night. Casey Station calling. This Wednesday night will be an interview with Warren VK7WhiskeyNovember or VK0WhiskeyNovember direct from Casey Station in Antarctica, as well as a tour of the Big Red Shed at Casey. This will be a free-flowing discussion with Warren during the tour of Casey Station with some interesting stories thrown in. The interview and tour will take place this Wednesday the 7th of September 2022 from 7:30pm from the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and via Zoom. A huge thank you to Warren for making the time to do this for us. The interview and Q&A will be streamed on the Reist YouTube channel. And that's 73 from the Reist Committee. Event news. Calling Pacific Rim Amateur Radio Operators. Abby Calvert has approached Reist to help with her Bachelor of Fine Arts Honours project, which involves transmitting a story about the short-tailed shearwaters, or mutton bird, 30,000-kilometre journey around the Pacific Rim. Rhys is helping to identify amateurs around the Pacific Rim to receive Abby's story via amateur radio and record it and send it back to Abby. For more information, take a look at the link on the email edition of this broadcast. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Training and assessments. We have taken delivery of the new version 4 Foundation license manuals. These are available from the TAS Petroleum Service Station on the corner of Amy Street and Main Road, Moona, for $35 cash. Thanks to Clayton, VK7ZCR, for providing this service. These manuals are also available from the Wednesday night DATV Experimenters Nights in the Queen's Domains Clubroom. We welcome some new call signs onto the airways in Ron, VK7WRC, Stephen, VK7SME, and Christina, VK7CCP, who will be able to transmit very soon. We held an impromptu assessment session yesterday for a Hobart Hacker Space member, so listen out for a new call sign on the repeater. We're also holding a special assessment session for the Cygnet and Huonville Scout groups in mid-September. Rhys' next Foundation license training and all license assessment day is Saturday, the 1st of October 2022. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Rhys Learning Organiser, know by phoning him on 0417 391 607 or email, which is assessor@rhys.asn.au. Check out the Rhys Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the Rhys YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the Rhys Facebook page, Vince, for further details. That's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. Last week, our DATV Experimenters Night started with a pre-sys of the logs uploaded for the RD contest. VK7 uploaded 45 logs, which is down from 57 last year. VK6 was standout with 52 logs uploaded compared to 38 last year. VK6 have doubled the number of licensed amateurs to VK7, so they need to have at least the logs equal to the participation rate. We then moved to the Sister Acumatica Radio on a Page project and we had an un-enveloping. This is the largest project from Sisters and consists of the beautiful envelope with original artwork and many references to radio theory and an actual circuit of an FM transmitter circuit. Thanks to the Sister for sharing this project with us. Abby Calvert has approached Rhys to help with her Bachelor of Fine Arts project, which involves transmitting a story about the short-tailed shearwater's 30,000-kilometre journey around the Pacific Rim. Rhys is helping to identify amateurs around the Pacific Rim to receive the story via amateur radio and record it. Justin then featured the newly released Nano VNA from Nano Orf, called the VNA 6000B, which covers 50 kHz to 6 GHz with 110 dB of dynamic range. We did a promotion of the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. We start the next weekend on the Friday the 9th or 4th of November, 5 p.m. with a social barbecue in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Saturday the 5th of November, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, we have many presentations lined up, and then on Sunday the 6th of November from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the Ham Expo. We went through the fantastic raffle prizes, many coming down, will be huge. Justin then went through the demonstration of the MMANA-GAL, which is 160 metre short top-loaded captive hat vertical. He recommended the book by Steve Nicholas, G-O-K-Y-A, that he had picked up at the Gips Tech. Justin went through the installation and different versions. Justin then went through the different parts of the screen and information you have to completely define the antenna, the wire, loads, sources, then the four tabs, geometry, view, calculate, far field plot, and also the very handy HF component tools. We then moved to the calculate tab. A quick reference to the calculation, plot screen to show SWR and Z for speculation, and we then finished up with a 3D radiation plot. Justin then referred to an ARRL paper that outlined the optimum DX elevation angle. Justin then started putting more ground plane wires onto the vertical and showed how the elevation angle lowered to make it more effective DX antenna. We finish the night with some reminders of future events. Given this week's presentation night, the DATV Experimentist Nights will take a break for a fortnight and be back on Wednesday the 14th of September from 7:30 p.m. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily at on 3.640 MHz, commences at 5 p.m. AEST. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 noon, in the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee session, Rocher Lee Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. NTARC Technical Night, Wednesday the 7th of September, 7:30 p.m. in the NTARC Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX on 144.190 upper sideband. Reist, microwave QSO party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist, WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. VK7 SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7 RAF and VK7 RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7 RJG on 438.55 with a negative 7 offset. And in the south, VK7 RAF 146.650 with a negative 600 offset. CTC SS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF north to south. CCARC, 26th of September, SSTV nights from 7:30 p.m. using a VK7 RMD repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events. Reist, 7th of September, Casey Calling, tour of Casey Antarctic Station with Warren, VK0WN from Casey Station from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, 14th of September, social night will be held in the family-friendly Mowbray Hotel from 6 p.m. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, 17th of September, club meeting commencing from 1:30 p.m. in the Scout Hall, which is 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist, 9th of October, military radios revisited with Kim. VK7KB, starting with BYO barbecue from 12 noon and presentation starts at 1 p.m. JOTA and JOTI, 15th and 16th of October, statewide activities. VK7, 5th and 6th of November, Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre, UTAS Sandy Bay Campus. A reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHFCB 15, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed a VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 amateur radio news group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we hope all the fathers out there have a great day. 73s and stay safe from Rick, VK7RI.